I'm your host, Hope Flaws. I'm here to inspire you to show up as yourself for yourself. This is a lifestyle podcast where I'm inviting you to embrace your wild moments. Welcome to I'll Keep You Wild. Hello, you sweet, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of I'll Keep You Wild. If you have not already, please make sure you're following the podcast and that you leave a review. This goes so far. It allows me to grow and it allows me to come back week after week giving you guys episodes. Today is a good freaking day. I am so excited to be here. Today marks 100 episodes of I'll Keep You Wild, and it is a huge milestone for me. I am so proud of myself, and I just want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for all of you for tuning in and for allowing me to do this. It seriously fills my freaking heart when you guys message me, when you leave reviews, and I just cannot say thank you enough. And what goes kind of in theme with 100 episodes is 101 days no alcohol, no drinking. And I don't say sober because I might in my future have a drink. I'm not somebody who really struggles with alcohol. I never really have. That being said, I have had my moments where I have huge regrets, guilt, riddled with like shame, and like some seriously bad things have happened. I've been blackout drunk. I've been so sick, but I'm not somebody that really struggles with alcohol, and I'm so fortunate for that. I think a lot of that comes from the duality of seeing other people around me and how they were impacted by alcohol or how they have been impacted by alcohol. And if you keep in mind, like my brothers are 11 and 9 years older than me. So when I was growing up and they were in their party phase, I had a great perspective on what alcohol did to somebody's personality. And that's not to say it's like a bad thing, like just teenagers having fun, having drinks, like they're allowed to do that. But I just was able to have like a firsthand look at what that looked like from a very young age. And without stating names or bashing anybody, when I was younger, I was in environments that were like kind of scary, I will say, and like probably involved drugs and a lot of people were drinking. And as far back as I can remember, even when I was a teenager, like even before this, every single horrible thing that has happened in my life that I can look back on now and like that I've brought up in therapy or that I've addressed, every single time that something bad has happened to me, alcohol was involved. And more, the more I think about it, I get this hate towards alcohol, because without the alcohol, I probably wouldn't have suffered some of those horrible instances. And that's not to just put blame on other people who have done bad things to me. I'm sure you guys can figure it out. But even taking responsibility for my own actions here, myself, I have been blackout wasted and I have done some pretty mean things to people when I'm drunk, and I don't like that person that I show up as when I'm drinking, because that's not who I want to be. So because I haven't been blackout in years, I don't even remember the last time I got blackout drunk, but in 2019 was the last time I puked from drinking, and I will never forget it because I was drinking for the validation for the people around me. I didn't even want to drink. I didn't want to take shots. The shots just kept coming. And this is a little bit of a lighter note here because today is going to be a little bit deep. So find humor in my embarrassment, please. If you get anything from this, it will be hopefully a little bit of a laugh. But these shots just kept coming. And I said to the people around me, I do not want to drink anymore. But I gave into the peer pressure and they all said, take the shot. And I picked up the shot and I said, you guys, if I take this shot, I am going to puke. Because at this point in 2019, I knew who I was and I know how I react to alcohol. And I was so full. We have been drinking. I wasn't completely blackout or even drunk, I would say. I was buzzed at the moment. I just didn't want to drink anymore because, again, I was never a huge drinker. But I gave into the peer pressure. And the second that shot went down my throat, I covered my mouth. Oh God, I could puke just thinking about it. covered my mouth and shook my head no to the people that were in the group because I was so fucking pissed off. And I had to go to the washroom, obviously at a public bar, and start puking. I was so sick and I was like, I am fucking done. Like, I will never puke from drinking alcohol again. And from that moment in 2019, I have lived truthfully to that commitment to myself because I want to be somebody who listens to themselves and knows themselves. So I hope you guys find something to take away from that story. But again, it all comes back around to not liking who I am in that moment. I didn't want to puke and I didn't like myself because I wasn't listening to myself and I wasn't living truly to who I am and what I want to do. I was listening to other people around me and I gave in to peer pressure, which happens, but I wasn't proud of that moment. And when I'm not proud with myself, you guys, I am my own worst enemy. And the guilt that sat with me for weeks after that moment was so bad. I was so sad. I was so shameful. I was like, you know better than this. Like, how are you still operating from this place? So I am happy to say that I have not puked since 2019 from drinking alcohol. I will say I'm actually grateful for that moment now because it was the kick in the ass I needed to begin to listen to myself and to make that commitment to myself to not give in to peer pressure and to listen to my own body because I don't want to be puking up alcohol. And I can say 100% fully, I will probably never puke from alcohol again in my lifetime. And that makes me really happy to say. Unless there's an outside circumstance that has something to do with that, that is beyond my control, obviously. But for myself, I am not going to drink to the point where I puke. I think the best way to continue on is kind of just walk you guys through my journey with alcohol, kind of like I've been doing. So I am somebody that is like riddled with so much guilt when I drink. And this has been since day one. I don't know why it's like this. But I'm also curious to know how many of you are riddled with guilt after you drink, because the guilt that I have, I don't think is normal. And I don't think drinking is bad. Drinking doesn't make you a bad person. And again, I might drink in the future. I don't know. I'm just taking this day by day and I'm just going with what feels good. The reason I will say that I have limited it though is because of the guilt that I am riddled with when I am drinking alcohol. I don't think many people have it as excessively as I do, but that's why I'm curious. So please let me know how you feel after you drink. But for days after I'm done drinking, even if it's like one glass of wine, two glasses of wine, whatever, I am riddled with guilt, you guys. And I don't like that feeling that I have because I feel like I'm letting myself down in a way. I don't know why I'm so hard on myself with this, but I'm again curious to know how many of you are riddled with that guilt, because that's currently where I'm at and I just don't want to have that guilt. And then also, if I'm not careful and if it's not sunny out the next day and if I don't have a clean house and if I don't have everything in line for what I need to do, the depression will set in. And I don't say this lightly, you guys. I'm not here to joke about this. Like, I actually go to a very dark place sometimes after I drink, and I can't afford to be in that dark place because it's scary and I don't want to be there, and I will try to avoid being in that state at all costs because I have been in that state before and I know how I get, and it's a hard place to get out of sometimes. So at the beginning of the year, that's when I made the decision, like, okay, it's time to actually take a break, a long break, and go as long as I can without drinking alcohol for as long as it feels good. Again, I'm not saying that I am completely sober. I might indulge in a drink if I feel like I want to. I'm not in this like serious binding contract with myself, but so far, I like what has happened and I like waking up not feeling guilty even for having one glass of wine. So I'm going to keep up with this. I do want to add though that I was brutally sick in March for like 3 weeks and I had a severe stomach problem, like intestines just like so inflamed, everything was going wrong. And I was questioning what the fuck is happening because I am the healthiest I've ever been. I haven't drank for 3 months at that point. Like, why am I having stomach issues? This isn't adding up. But I think now that I've like got on the other side of that sickness, I think it was just my body maybe like, okay, like let's purge all of the bad toxic stuff that we were holding on to one last time. And I feel good now. I feel fucking great. I'm still a little bit stuffed up from the flu I had, but I'm not here to, you know, I don't like to bring attention to the negative. So on to the positive, I feel fucking fantastic. But it was funny that I'm like questioning what it was worth because I still got sick even though I removed alcohol. I was like, make this make sense. It's not adding up. So it's not going to be sunshine and rainbows every single day. And there will be hurdles that arise upon your journey if you are somebody that's like looking into limiting your alcohol or cutting out alcohol for a little bit. But I think one of the biggest struggles that we think we're going to face is the people around us having a say in what we're doing. And I'm going to give a shout out to the people in my fucking life because I love them to bits and they're supportive and they don't ask questions. So I hope for you guys that if this is where you're at in your journey, you have good people around you that aren't going to like question your desire to do something. If you're trying to better yourself, the people around you should be supporting you to do so. And yeah, I just wanted to touch on that because I did think that that was going to be a harder thing to overcome, but it hasn't been an issue whatsoever. And it's also a great gift because it kind of gives you the ability to review your friendships and understand how the people in your life are showing up for you when you're on a journey to bettering yourself, however that may look, alcohol, no alcohol, like whatever it is, how are the people in your circle actually supporting you through that time? And I'm going to share with you the benefits that I've noticed since being on this journey. So I am sleeping so freaking well. The biggest benefit that I have received personally towards me, because I struggle with that guilt thing, is not waking up with guilt ever in the last 101 days. And that has been incredible. Again, I didn't really drink that much before, maybe one drink every 2 weeks. Like it was really not a lot, but even that small amount made me so guilty. And I will say a benefit from not drinking is growing my discipline. And that is such a great benefit to have. I feel so strong and committed to myself and just like I trust myself more and more. And that is probably the best benefit that I have given myself from doing this. It feels pretty fucking cool, I will say, to like know that I am in control of my choices and my actions and how I show up. And it feels so good to strengthen that like discipline bone, I guess. I don't know how else you would say it. Almost like a boundary. Like I have gotten so good at saying no and no, I'm not drinking and no, I don't want to drink. And that's, yeah, I guess it's like building boundaries almost. And that feels really good. You guys, I am so thankful for every single one of your downloads, your listens, your follows, your messages, your reviews. Like, I could seriously cry. I am so freaking happy to be here. I cannot thank you enough. It would mean the absolute world to me if you guys could share this with your friends and family. If you gained value from today's episode, please share this with someone you think would love to hear this. It goes so far. Again, I am so happy to be here. Thank you for 100 episodes. Thank you for allowing me to be here to share my story. I hope you guys have the best day ever. And I will mention I am an Expedia affiliate, which means if you have a vacation coming up, you can use my link in support of the podcast. And then I also have a couple of ways you can support the podcast below if you choose to do so. I hope you guys, yes, again, have the best day ever. I will be back next week.